The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things is a new exhibition that's been curated by myself, Sarah Perks, and Omar Khalif, our senior visiting curator, to mark the first ever exhibition at Hope. We've taken this title as a kind of statement for artists to react against and for audiences to ponder. We break it down into feelings of heartbreak, of love lost, of disenchantment, of how the world around us kind of affects and subverts our love stories. We've got artists to really think about this phrase and come up with new commissions in response to that. Alongside that, we've invited some artists to present existing work that, again, we think really feels and explores this theme. Some of the new commissioned artists include Declan Clark, who is an artist that's making a new 16mm film. We also have new commissions coming by Jeremy Bailey, who will be doing a new sort of app and installation that's a kind of riff on how you imagine you may solve some of these problems. We're also going to have some existing work. We have the artist Douglas Coupland, who you may also know as a writer. He did books like Generation X. He's got some great new work, which is called Slogans for the 21st Century, which will adorn one of the walls and be full of the kind of quips and phrases and insights into contemporary life. The exhibition, The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things, is part of a wider thematic for the visual art programme over the first year. The thematic is Transactions of Desire, and again, it's a sort of provocation statement exploring how people are motivated to do things, particularly in moments of passion, desire, what really makes people do something. We're also exploring that through three publications. The first one, to go with The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things, is a book of short stories. So it feels like a kind of, you know, a trashy novel that you pick up on the airport on your way to go on holiday. And that'll be written by some of the artists and some invited writers too. Then there will be, to go with a later exhibition that is called Safe, there will be a book called Transaction Desire, which is a self-help book. And finally, there'll be an academic text that runs alongside Transactions and Desire, again, in a sort of genre style that you're used to if you see books by Routledge or places that feel literally like a university textbook.